You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Okay, we're starting. We're up and running. We're starting a new party.
So this is our second attempt. You know, I started off in a good mood.
Well, because there was a mistake, a little glitch in the computer.
You don't know how to do the podcast.
Do you know how to do it? Do you
know? No, but I will. I swear to fucking God, Rich, let me do it. You won't allow me to do it.
I'm doing this part.
You show me one fucking time, I will master this shit.
I master it too.
You want me to fucking learn how to do the podcast?
No, you can do whatever. You can go learn on your own. Go take a course.
Okay, fine. I will. I'll go learn. Then I guarantee you, if after 2 years of doing this shit, it paused accidentally.
Yes.
I would fucking know how to troubleshoot that.
I knew
You're
how
like,
to troubleshoot
oh, shit.
I knew
oh,
how to,
shit.
I knew how
Delete,
to troubleshoot it.
Start over.
I knew how to troubleshoot it, but I didn't know where it paused, so I wanted to start over because I don't know where it paused. I don't know how long I talked. Okay, so
you don't know, but that's the thing. You don't even know how to play it to hear it.
I know how to play it to hear it.
Okay, you're good.
I'm great. I'm not good. I'm great at it. I'm great.
Would you say you're the best podcast technician in the world?
I know in this house I am.
Not for long.
I know in this house. Not for I've been long. Doing 200 or whatever.
Because I've offered many times. I'll do it. I'll do it.
You never offer.
No.
When did you offer?
I
Tell
said,
me when
I'll
you offered.
I'll do it.
You say you'll do this. No, yeah. You don't know how to do it. Sometimes I
you
have
said
to
go. See, there you go. You go, you don't know how to do it.
You don't.
But all you have to do is have someone showed you. You
You're
didn't
right.
magically.
And
you weren't born
and
biologically knowing how to work the fucking
I went from one computer to another computer. Now we're going to go to the traveling computer. I'm going to learn all that. That's the stuff I learn to keep this podcast up and going.
Well, I will.
Okay.
I let you do it because you enjoy being in control.
I'm not in control. What? Because I go,
but
I click it.
It's getting frustrating. Half the time it doesn't send.
Oh, half the time.
You don't remember how to set it up. You still use. Listen, you know what this is, everyone? This is a piece of paper written. In list form, every single thing that he has to do to start the podcast after 140 podcasts. How many
160,
podcasts? 160 some podcasts. Rich Voss, 141 IQ.
I like it. Keep it in front of me. It makes me comfortable.
Yeah, you'll make fun of Janine Garofalo for putting a note.
I don't make fun of her. I don't make fun of her.
I don't make fun of hers.
I don't make fun of her. I'm a big fan of hers. So don't say I make fun of her. I've never made
you
fun of
you always make jokes about all comedians with
I
their
don't.
Notes.
I don't make jokes about all comedians.
I guarantee
comedians.
You.
Okay, give me my notes.
90% of them would not need this.
Don't.
I'm not ripping it. I'm just letting them hear it. This piece of paper here.
What's on the back?
I don't know. From 2011, when we started the podcast.
Well, give it to me. Give it to me, because I keep it
what
in front of me.
What happens if it goes up in flames?
What happens if it goes up in flames?
Is there no more podcast? You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to steal this. Once, when you're on the road, I'm going to do a podcast by myself. Send it without your knowledge. You'll never even know.
You won't fucking know. Like, you won't even know how to get it started.
Look at it's right there on the paper.
No, you don't know how to get it started. You don't even know where to go. You don't know.
You
nothing.
Don't even know where to go.
You don't know how to do
oh
it.
Oh my God!
God, you just ruin it. You'll try to do. You'll sit here and talk for an hour, and then nothing will happen. Or
I'm not saying the podcast will be good, but I'll get it made and I'll get it sent, and I'll know how to do it without the paper.
Well, good
from
luck.
Then on.
Good luck.
And if God forbid it accidentally pauses, I'll be able to get it going again.
Well, I did too. I just didn't know where it paused at. I didn't know how long we talked.
Oh, please stop with that.
Just what do you mean stop with it? We could
don't
have talked
know where
for,
it is. Play back.
I don't play it back.
I know. You just deleted a podcast that we had halfway through.
Halfway through? Misexaggeration? 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Whatever. That's a lot of my time.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have time to make fresh coffee. She's drinking coffee. I swear to God, I made it this morning.
Stay on your chairs, folks. You're about to hear something really terrible.
I made it this morning.
Oh, God. Here we go.
She reheated it in the microwave.
I guarantee you everyone has done that.
Not from this morning.
Yes, from the morning.
Not from the morning.
Sometimes I don't even reheat it. I drink it cold.
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
Have a cup of coffee on the counter. The next day, if it's still there, I'll reheat that. It's good, already got the appropriate amount of cream and sugar.
Why don't you write a song, Proud to be Poor?
I don't care what you think. I've got a penny near the sink.
Proud to be Poor by Bonnie. Well, anyhow, we missed last week.
Drink coffee that's 2 days old.
Yeah, and it's probably got tons of mold.
Oh, brother.
Oh, really?
You're a terrible lyricist.
Oh, really? Penny by the Sink? That's a real...
Penny by the Sink? That's like, that's going down in history. Hey, man, have you heard Penny by the Sink? That is fucking great. Yeah.
Anybody that takes coffee from the morning and reheats it at night is lazy. That's just pure laziness. No, the closet upstairs in the room is completely a mess.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll do it. I'm going to clean it out Saturday. I've been really busy.
So we all have. The whole world is busy. If you look outside, you'll see cars going back and forth like on reality shows.
Tell me what you did today.
Okay,
step by step.
Well,
please.
First of all, folks, we weren't on last week. We're sorry we missed out
last
week. That's not the reason.
Oh.
We were traveling. We were in New York. Because of Easter, we took our kid on vacation.
Was it because Easter?
No, it's because we were in New York. Because
we
were in New York.
We were in New York because it was Easter, but we did not do the podcast.
No, it was Easter vacation for spring break.
Spring break. That's why we didn't do it, because it was spring break.
That's not why we didn't do it, because the week before, I liked the podcast so much that we did about Tom and Christine, and they replied to Christina. And he got back to me today and accepted our tennis
challenge.
He accepted it. And he's looking.
You know
what
I'm going to start doing?
I'm going to start practicing
jumping over the net, because that's what I'm going to do when I beat these motherfuckers.
There you go.
Jump over
And I asked him, does he like clay or grass? He prefers clay. Okay, so we're going to play on clay.
What did we play on? Neither.
We play on, I think, asphalt. Is that what it is? It's,
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
It's asphalt.
Blacktop.
Asphalt is blacktop.
Okay, calm down.
You
what
think you can run a podcast?
You?
You don't even know that asphalt is blacktop, and
oh,
you want
I'm
to run?
Sorry,
a-
let me look at the fucking Dummy's Guide to Podcasting. Oh, here it is, page 2. Do you know the difference between blacktop and asphalt? They're the same thing, dum-dum. Oh. I guess you're not ready for a podcast.
Yeah, see what I mean? Asphalt. Oh, we play on blacktop.
You're an asphalt.
Yeah, okay.
Listen.
And you're a blacktop.
People always say, what's it like being married to a comedian? You just heard it, folks. Even in the middle of the fight, we're damn funny.
Let me tell you, because I'm an asphalt.
He's an asphalt. I'm a blacktop. You get it? Do you get it?
They accepted. And they what it said is they're on the courts regularly.
You know what we're going to have to do?
What are we going to have to do?
New outfits.
Oh, we'll get new outfits.
Tennis. I'm headed straight to Target Saturday, buying my tennis outfit.
I'm going to wear mine. I got a nice tank top.
We got a match. Are you going pure white?
White tank top.
And white shorts.
Muscle tank top.
No, it's got to be tennis-y.
No, you got to intimidate them. They see a guy with muscles and tattoos.
You wear golfing attire. You wear tennis attire. We may have to play him in a at a club.
What do you mean at a club? At a tennis club?
No, at a fucking comedy club. You dumb.
Oh, of
course. Oh, podcasting. Page three. You, oh, you don't know the difference between a tennis club and a comedy club?
Why would we have to
you
play
them at a club? You don't get to do a podcast.
Why would we have to play them at a club? There's tennis courts all over L.A. Aren't there?
I don't know what the media wants. Where it might be pay-per-view. We don't know yet exactly how this is going to shake out. And well, I'm going to be ready. Okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm buying one of those terry towel headbands.
Are you going to get wristbands?
Or some wristbands also.
You're going to call them handbands? You're going to call them handbands?
Oh, there it is, folks. When Bonnie makes a mistake, there's no greater joy in Rich Voss's life. You hear that sound you haven't heard before? That's Rich Voss laughing. Because finally, after 10 years of marriage, Bonnie McFarlane, his wife, has made a grammatical error.
Oh, yeah. Finally, in 10 years.
Well, people are probably like, what is that noise? That's Rich laughing. Oh, Rich is happy. Why is he happy? Bonnie made a mistake.
So that's the reason we didn't have, and they accepted it. And when we're out in L.A., well, we're going to let them know when we're both going to L.A., and we're going to throw down.
And we're bitches.
And I told them, even though I spelled something wrong.
I saw the way you spelled embarrassment.
I didn't spell it the correct, put it
no,
that way.
No.
Yes.
Rich, it is not misspelling. What do you think, like, your smartphone is like, oh, I bet Rich Voss wants this spelt incorrectly.
They,
he is Rich Voss. I guess
I better.
I did it
on my computer. Sometimes the computer spells it wrong during
no.
during spell check.
How could? Why
I don't
would
know.
The computer that
fucking,
that has the same program every person on the planet has?
You don't think other people come out with misspelled words because of the computer?
No.
Yes, many times. You could ask anybody.
It might misspell the word in terms of writing a different word.
No.
Thinking you mean this word instead of that word. But it doesn't just put a bunch of letters together and be like, good enough.
No, I know
that. That is not how computers work.
Oh, you're going to tell me how computers work. As computer savvy as I am. I have more computers than you do. Okay?
Give me that paper. You want to see computer savvy? I'll take that paper away and make you restart the podcast. Then we'll see how computer savvy you are.
There's nothing I got to restart. So... this Friday, Bonnie and I are at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center.
What would happen if you just got real with yourself? Just get real.
Why don't you get real? Why don't you come to grips? Come to grips.
I came to grips.
All right. This Friday, Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center.
Why do you keep saying it? You said it at the beginning. You don't need
to
say
it. No, I didn't say it in the beginning. I said it in the beginning on the other one that I deleted. I didn't say it in the beginning of this podcast.
You know what? You better check your attitude at the door.
You better check. Listen to me. You better check your.
What?
Remember
what funny
what I
thing?
Said.
What funny thing?
I don't have anything funny.
You better
funny.
Check your what funny thing?
I'm not trying
say?
To be funny. I'm
oh,
trying.
You're not? You're not?
No.
Well, you should, because this is supposed to be a funny podcast.
Oh, really? Everything's supposed to be funny
yes.
in life?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Do you think when someone does a podcast on plumbing, everything's about plumbing?
No, I don't. But I also
well,
don't
it
think
should be.
That we should talk about plumbing on this comedy podcast. Do you see my point? They do their thing.
Yeah.
We do ours.
Podcast?
What's our skill set? Comedy.
No, I got a lot of skills.
Another one?
Another skill?
What would happen if you
fixer
just
upper.
Got real with yourself?
I'm a fixer-upper.
Let yourself go. Let yourself off the hook.
I like to remodel.
Tell what really is going on inside, which is
what?
I'm a bad person. I'm terrible. My mommy doesn't love me.
What's that
I'm
for?
Scared no one will like me. I'm being left out.
What the
just
fuck
say
are you
it.
Talking about?
Just say it. Let it out.
Let what out? There's nothing bothering me. I'm working today. I had a tough
God.
Day.
Oh, my God. You're all tied up like a corset. So tight. Won't let yourself relax.
A corset, a flower? Why would you compare
do
me to
you
a flower?
Think, like, when you went to your prom,
I
did
go to a prom.
Did you pin a corset on your date?
I didn't go to a prom.
Okay.
I quit school.
You've never pinned a corset on anyone?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
Someone pinned a corset on you?
No. A corsage? Sure. A corset?
What's a corset? I'm asking you.
You know, the olden days, to tighten up.
To tighten up? A cummerbund?
No, like under your clothes, around you.
How would I know what that... That's a girdle.
Okay, fine. I'll rephrase it for you. I didn't know that wasn't one of your words.
Girdle. Anybody would have said fucking girdle. Nobody would have said what you said.
You're all tied up like a girdle?
Yes. A girdle. You tied up girdles back in the old...
You don't tie them.
What, an old girdle? Yes, you do. What the ladies used to wear.
How do you know that?
My grandmother probably had a girdle. Or my mother.
Were ladies still wearing girdles?
Yes. Oh, they would have girdles. And they would have bobby socks and long dresses. You know, we'd go out to the dance. I used to go to dances all the time.
You were driving your...
That was the big thing, going to a dance.
Your Edsel?
We'd go to a dance.
Is that what it's called?
You know, Mrs. Cassage, dances were big back in the day. We used to go to... The big dances were at Union Catholic, growing up in Playville. And we used to go to those dances at Union Catholic. And man...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to be a walk down memory lane.
Well, I'm just saying how much fun they were. I wonder, what was fun for you folks when you were younger?
Listen, write us, let us know.
What was fun?
We'd love to read them on the air. Any letters or any correspondence that you have about some fun things?
What was fun to you guys? What did you guys do when you were young? You hung out in front of a...
These guys are still young.
I'm talking to you. What did you do? Like you hung out at, like by the haystack.
In my day?
Yeah.
In my day?
Back home.
IGA parking lot.
Yeah, we went and we hung out at parking lots. We hung out at churches. We hung out the fence 1 year, but dances.
Oh, what year was the fence? You guys, this year, let's have this be the year of the fence.
We all walked down and hung out at the fence.
Let's agree.
We all hung out at the fence.
Go to the fence this year.
In front of Billy and David's
1980,
house.
Year of the fence.
It was Billy in front of Billy.
What year was it, you think?
In front of Billy and David's house. It was probably either between 74 and 77.
Oh, my God. That was way out.
So we hung out by the fence. But that was great for Billy and Dave because it was right. It was at their house.
75, September to June, man. We are doing the fence.
I'm telling you. And it would be like 25 kids hanging out at the fence. And it was my friend's house. Then we hung out at the press. At the what? The press.
What's the press?
Presbyterian. We hung
you
out
guys going to the press?
Well, the Harper House. We used to go to a group called the Harper House.
What was that, inside?
That was inside. It was like a youth group. And we used to all hang there.
And got then free sodas?
Free everything. Well, I guess soda, snacks. And there was the seniors and the juniors.
Were you a junior?
I think we were juniors when we hung out at the Harper House. Then the next year, we hung out at the press down the street. That's when we were getting older.
You could go in the basement there or something.
No, we hung outside.
Outside
under the arch.
Oh,
all summer. Wait,
didn't
of
you
us.
Ever like swear and then feel bad about it and stuff?
I was a Jew.
Oh,
I was Jewish. Still am. So we all hung there one summer, but I don't know when we went to dances. Dances
you're
were
Jewish.
Dances were the fucking off the hook.
What?
The best ones were at Union Catholic. Then we went to Hartridge school dances. They were okay, but not like Union Catholic, because the Union Catholic girls would go there.
Okay, we're getting a little... This is only interesting to a very small portion of the population.
No, because people listening now, they remember going back to their dances or parties when there was a party in town. We had the
they
best parties.
They can remember, though, without you.
We had the
they
best
don't
parties.
Need your...
My roommates and I had the
boring
best.
Recollections.
Listen to me. My roommates and I had the best parties in town. 200 people. When we had a party, like I was
you
at
had a party.
I was at a meeting, a recovery meeting recently, and I was talking to this guy and girl, and we kicked them out of our party. She remembers me. I go, I don't know you. She goes, yeah, you kicked us out of your party because we got there too drunk and we started a fight. I go, well, of course we kicked
out.
Well,
it's not too drunk if she remembers it 80 years later.
Yeah, it was in probably 19...
That was my
I was
bottom.
22.
That was my bottom.
That wasn't my bottom. That was fun.
No, her bottom.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
Get off your high horse.
Not a high horse. Oh, is that more farm talk?
Yeah. People would say, get off your high horse, and I'd get down.
Comedy podcast, right? There you go. That's
if you
Bonnie.
If you love farm humor, tune into
Bonnie, who's
My
open,
Wife Hates Me.
Opening up for Keith from Keith and the Girl. Didn't even let me know about the gig. What? Why didn't you tell me you were doing that gig?
I did tell you. When it happened, which was a long time ago.
You're fucking out of here. Okay. You're losing your mind.
Okay. I'm not going to.
When did you tell me a long time ago?
I didn't tell you.
No, when did you tell me?
I made a mistake. I didn't tell you.
You never told me you were opening up for Keith from Keith, because I never even knew he was a comic. He's not a comic. Stand up. He's done stand up.
I'll take some video and show it to you.
How long has he been a stand up?
27 years.
Get the fuck out of here. You're just making it.
I don't know how old he is.
How long has he been doing stand up?
I didn't read his fucking Wikipedia page.
Well, you know him. You're his opening act. You and who, a couple other people are opening, right?
No. Better not be.
You and two other people, I think.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what it said on the email.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I was just...
No, why would they just get you?
I don't know. Some great.
Why didn't they ask me to open? I'm booked that night. But why didn't they ask me?
I don't know. You know what? I have a hard time answering for Keith. I do it a lot, you know, even though I don't know him very well.
Where's this?
I mean, ask me about it, like... anything else that's personal, and I'll try to answer for
where's
him,
this gig
but
at?
I can't answer.
Where's
that
this gig at?
I don't know.
How much are you getting paid?
I'm getting paid some money. I'm not going to say it on the fucking air.
Over $10,000?
$27,000. It's always a 27 number.
Where are you doing this at? Where's the place?
And 27 Hudson Street.
It's April 15th.
April 27th.
It's April 15th, tax day.
It's a Wednesday. Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where at?
I don't know.
Why didn't you tell me?
This is how I do it. I look at my schedule the upcoming week. I finish my week. Okay. And then I go, whew, and then I look at my next upcoming week.
Where are you?
And I start to figure that out.
Where are you?
But if I go too many weeks in advance, I get overwhelmed and I get anxiety. So I don't look ahead.
Where are you at this Friday?
Sugarloaf.
Where's that?
I don't know.
What's it called? Sugarloaf what?
Performing Arts Center.
Where? Chester, New York.
Oh, is it New York? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. You're driving.
Who else is on the show?
Tommy Gooch.
Yeah. Who else? Local radio host.
I don't know.
Yes, I don't know his name. Where am I Saturday?
The Poconuts. Poconuts. Because I knew it was food and food.
In the Poconos somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where it is. You got to go to Poconos.com. So I get this call today, folks.
Did you just do that so I would plug it?
No, I just want to see if you pay attention to when I talk. Because I've been on radio and on podcasts plugging these things. I just want to see.
So that's like, how I should let you know, is I should just plug this stuff and then... Can you not fart on the podcast? Is that too much to ask?
Oh,
it was
really?
An accident? That's why you lifted your leg and pushed with your face like that?
I didn't know. I didn't.
I
know.
Saw you actually taking air and then push it out through your ass. You went.
Really? That's real. There's some more humor, folks. There's some more bathroom humor.
Come on down. See me do stand up.
I'm going to see.
Because I got a lot of jokes like that.
I'm going to try to get out of this podcast and see if Tom and Christina will put me as third mic on theirs. I'm going to ask them.
No, they won't.
Yeah,
you know why? They probably
mic.
Have a standard, a level of comedy that they like to have every week.
And I'll bring it.
And did you even listen to their podcast at all?
I haven't listened to any podcast.
Why are they called the mommies? Like, their fans, the tweeting is so confusing. It's like, mommy's gonna be there and stuff. You're like, what the fuck
no,
is going
one
on?
One of the people tweeted it was really funny. I favorited it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rich.
I didn't retweet. I favorite. He goes to Tom and Christina. Thank you for turning me on to Rich and Bonnie, to the older comics. The guy called us older comics.
Oh, I didn't get who was getting called older.
We were. I okay. like that.
Why?
Because that means we're wiser, older, and
no,
wiser.
No, it doesn't. It
yes.
means we're closer to the grave. That's all it means.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You really think old people are wiser? That's such a fucking crock of shit.
Usually they are, because they're more experienced.
No,
in
they
life.
Might know. They might have more information.
Okay.
Through experience,
yeah,
but
that's what I'm.
That
saying.
Doesn't make them wiser.
Well.
No, you know the truth is. People just continue to do the same stupid shit over and over and over and over. And very few people actually have a learning curve, actually know, make changes in their life.
You think you're so cool, different. Don't you?
Another thing, folks, you can get my book at Amazon. It's called You're Not Changing, Get Real.
You really do. You think you're so cool lately. You think you're cool. Like, you fucking got new glasses and hair puffed out. You think you're like
my hair puffed. Yeah, I went and got that new hair puffed out keratin
and your
lotion.
Baggy sweatshirt. Like,
do you want your hair puffed out like mine?
Okay. Fucking orders a pot online. Anybody in their right mind would just go.
Well, because I had a whatever, I had a coupon for that place. It turned out almost nothing.
For your pot?
Yes.
How much did you pay for the pot online?
The whole thing came to under $20. And that's...
What kind of pot is it?
A Cuisinart.
I gotta look at it. What happened to the other...
But it's a pot and a salad spinner. I got a pot and a salad spinner. I didn't have to pay for shipping. I had a free shipping.
What happened to the old pot? I mean,
I burnt soup in it. Okay.
So then why
do
you clean it?
People say, well, I could burn soup as a joke, like, because the idea is that you can't burn soup. It's impossible. It is possible. And I've done it.
How come you don't just clean it?
I tried, but it's like literally embedded in.
So you get a putty knife. I could clean. Do you throw the pot out?
No.
I'll clean it.
Go ahead.
It's no big deal.
So what? You know what? We have one pot and.
We have more than one pot. We have that big pot and we have the pot with a handle. Don't we still have the pot with a handle?
Pot talk.
Don't we?
This is just a slightly different conversation than the Doug Benson marijuana logs, but similar.
We had the one with a handle, right?
We get our pot delivered.
We have the one with a handle.
Okay, we have the. What are you a fucking? What is wrong with
all
you?
All you had to do was say yes and agree or disagree, so I know.
I'm gonna lay it out for you. All our pots have handles. Every single fucking one of them.
No, those some have the
What? What are you going to call them? Side handles?
Side handles, and some have like the arm handle.
Okay, well, they're both handle. Every single one of them have handles.
But the arm handle.
I chose to ignore the stupidest question on the planet. I helped you save face there for two out of those three times you asked. Then the third one, I couldn't do anything about it. You held my feet to the fire on that one. I had to fucking... You're an idiot.
More farm talk.
You held my feet to the fire, sir.
Folks, every now and then she'll break out in farm talk in the middle of this city broadcast podcast. Okay, so let me tell you. Today, I have my day planned. I'm doing what I got to do. I make my run. I'm doing my errands.
I start off with so much energy. And I'm trying to make it good. And then... In comes Rich Fox. Let me tell you about my day.
No, I want to explain so I can get to where my point.
Well, go a little faster. Go a little fat. You're talking like...
I talk...
There's a certain comedian that you get irritated when you're watching because they go too slow. Okay, this is what's happening with you.
I don't get too mad.
You're pacing yourself.
I don't get mad. I love Stephen Wright. He goes slow.
You're pacing yourself too slowly.
I'm pacing myself too slowly.
Go.
Okay. So, I have my day planned out. Some errands, post office, you know, your typical day. Go buy some light bulbs, some envelopes to mail stuff.
Don't go anywhere, folks. This is going to get good.
I picked up underarm deodorant. I got two.
What did I tell you?
I got some some ball itch.
Do you use them both at the same time?
I got some ball itch
like this,
spray.
You cross over?
Yep.
Or
like
just
that.
Underneath
I cross over. Some ball itch spray because the season of sweating's coming along.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. And what else? I picked up some more protein bars because we go through those quickly, folks.
We eat a lot of protein bars.
Eat a lot of protein bars. We eat them like they're candy because they are candy pretty much.
Okay, come on. Let's.
So then I go, okay, well, I'm done with my errands and I got to go to the workout at the health club. And then
at the health club?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where else? At Retro, the health club. So.
Health club conjures up a, you know, like you're taking a sauna and a shower, some fucking expensive. They hand you towels when you walk in.
No, it's just Retro, the health club.
Getting a massage after.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
This is a gym.
No, it's a health club, gym, whatever. I like to call it a health club because I don't slur that word. So, am
yes,
I playing?
You do.
Health club? There's nothing wrong with me saying health club.
See, I knew if I said yes, you do, you'd say it again.
Did you know that?
Uh-huh. Because I know that you never go, whatever. You've never in your life said,
Oh, yeah? Really?
Whatever.
Just like you. Never make
See,
a
See, not even there, which would have been the perfect time to do it. You couldn't do it. I thought you were going to do it. I was like, oh, he's going to do it. You're like, And what about you? You started fighting back. You couldn't help it.
I couldn't help it because you draw, you push people's buttons.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's live and let live. Live and let live. You ever hear that saying?
No.
So my day's planned, and I got to come back and do some more editing at my editing booth. So I get a call from my daughter's school, Raina.
Oh.
I get a call
from
her school.
Are we going to talk about this?
No, I am. And then you can join in. Yes, we are, because I just said it. And I won't, don't worry. A lot of kids. Here's the deal. I got a call from school that I had to pick her up. During recess, she was playing with kids, and I guess they were playing keep away. And she got frustrated because they were older, and she's younger. And
No, they're in her class. They're in second grade.
Oh,
they're
are?
Just bigger.
Oh, and she got mad, and they said she smacked somebody, a girl or a guy.
In the face.
A girl. Then
The girl's name is Charlie.
Oh. Then, and they said, you have to come pick your daughter up from school. They said, she's not kicked out. She was very honest when she came to the principal's office, but you have to come get her now. So I'm thinking to myself.
Talk to the principal when you were there?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, I didn't. And then I went back in. I took Raina in the car and asked her what happened, and she told me a different story. Then I went back in,
what
talked
did she
to the
tell
person.
You?
That she fell on the ground and she was out of breath, and she was reaching up to grab the girl to get up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girl said, "She, you know," and I'm going, "Wait." So when you get a call to
So you went back in, and then what happened?
I was talking to the principal, and the principal said, "Well, no, she told me the truth in the beginning." So first I was in the car with Raina. I'm in the car with Raina. I go, tell me what happened. And she told me what happened. And she's crying now. She's crying the whole time. Mm-hmm. I go, well, what did the principal say?
Mm-hmm.
And she's crying. She's trying to do what the principal says in another voice.
Like she's doing a character.
And then she goes, oh, that's not a good impression. And she moved on, right? She was trying to do an impression of the principal's voice. Crying, and she goes, that's not a good impression. And then she told me her story. So I said, well, if your story is correct, then you shouldn't be in trouble. So I went back into the school. We waited till the principal was
free.
But
you had to have known when she was telling that story that it was full of fucking bullshit. Because she told me that same story, and I didn't call her out on it, but I knew it was bullshit.
Well, then why does she keep telling it if it's bullshit?
Because she doesn't want to be in trouble.
Well, I said
just like anybody makes up excuses when they've done. Look, you don't go, yeah, I just blatantly hit my friend in the face. That's a hard thing to say. So you say, oh, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. You would do the exact same thing. If out of anger, you slap someone in the face, you would later be like, I didn't know it was going to hurt that much. Or I just meant to be joking. Or you would come up with some bullshit story.
But how come she told the principal the truth?
Probably the principal said, did you hit her? And she was like, yeah.
All right. Well, so then we went back in, and then I took her home. She went to bed. But, you know, when the school came, it hit me. Like, you know, everybody teaches their kids, well, you always fight back, this and that. But you don't. Like, when the school says, come pick up your kid, it's like a babysitter.
Who says fight back?
No, when you were a kid, your parents always said fight back. When
no, if you're being bullied.
Yes, if you're being picked on. But don't start
fighting. Playing with her friends.
Well, they were kind of bullying her.
No,
like,
they weren't. You're making excuses for it. They weren't.
Well, when a school says pick up your kid, it's almost like a babysitter quitting in the middle of the day. Like, come get your kid. And I wanted to say, well, there's only an hour and 20 minutes left of school. Why wouldn't you keep her there? or give her detention. Don't they do that anymore? Give detention?
Well, probably not to second graders. They got to be on buses and go home, and they don't know.
Well, if they got to be on, how do they know? What if we were both working in
New York?
Well,
then they would have to keep her there in the office.
But who says come pick up your kid an hour and 20 minutes left in school?
Well, that principal does, I guess. I don't know. You should have asked her that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they said, you know, she has to go. I couldn't figure that out. I didn't want to go in the principal's office and go, why did I have to pick her up an hour and 20 minutes? Isn't there any other way?
I'm sure parents do it all the time. I'm sure parents go, what the fuck? This is your jurisdiction. This is what you're supposed to be doing until, you know, 3:06 or whatever time.
What, handle it?
Or 2:50. I don't know what time she gets out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask. I'll go back in tomorrow and say, why did I have to pick her up? Why didn't you just keep her and take away some of her points, her Starbucks or something? You know?
I don't know. Maybe that's her policy. I have no idea.
Well, I picked her up. She was crying.
And then she went
to
sleep, right?
I explained to her, yeah. I said, look, people get frustrated. You just can't act out. You got to take a deep breath.
So funny that you said that.
Well, I know where she gets it from.
From me?
Yes, because you have your anger. Your anger, and you got to control your anger. But that's okay. You know,
God. I know that everyone listening is like, oh my God, he has no self-awareness whatsoever.
I have no self-awareness. Are you talking about me?
No, I'm speaking to someone personally through this microphone. You know who you are. No, he knows what I'm talking about. My daughter gets it from him. She gets it from you. You know who you are.
You want me to bring her down and ask her to discuss this?
No, she doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
She said that? Well, I made her. I said, go out.
Well, of course, you should have made her. But it doesn't mean she has to talk about it endlessly for the rest of her fucking life.
I said, go out and get two cards and write sorry cards. Sorry that I did this to the two people, and hopefully we can still be friends. And I told her to write some cards and bring them to school the next day.
Very nice.
But I'm scared those kids are going to go, no, we can't be friends. Then what happens?
Well, then she's got...
Take the cards back for the next time.
She's got some consequences. I guarantee you those kids aren't going to take those cards and be like, thank you so much and no problem and no worries. They're going to make her... That's how kids are. They're going to be pissed at her tomorrow.
No, I think they're friends already. Should I not make her bring in cards?
No, she should.
I don't know. I never got... Well, I did get in a lot of trouble. But I told her, I said, you know...
But no one ever found out about it.
No, I got in trouble. My mother used to go to school all the time. My mother used... One time they came and got me, and I was in the lunchroom. All the kids were in the lunchroom. And all of a sudden you see a parent walk in, and the whole place is like, oh, fuck. Then all of a sudden you hear Rich Voss come outside. And as all the kids are leaving the lunchroom after... My mom's smacking me in the head with the principal standing there.
It was funny because Raina said something. Because I said, when I was in school, we got the strap. We still had corporal punishment in our high school, in our elementary school and high school. But not our middle school. No, in all our schools. In Canada, they may still have it now. I don't know. But Raina goes, that seems like a weird thing to like get in trouble. Like no hitting and... your punishment for hitting someone is I'm going to hit you. It's kind of funny if you like comprehended that.
Uh-huh.
Irony.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Are we done?
No. So, yeah, but I got smacked in front of my whole school. I used to get picked up, but I told Ray and I go, look, man, I never had to pick up Jessica or Ellen from school ever. Okay, and I don't want you to be a bad girl. I want you to grow up to be a good girl like your older sisters. They never got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Let them be an example. They never, ever got in fucking trouble at school once. Mm-hmm. This kid's in second grade and she's already, and there's got to be something. I asked her, I go, why are you acting out like this? There's got to be
something.
She acted
out one time.
No, she's got a bad
temper. Give
her
a pass. You give everybody a pass their first time, don't you?
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell that to the...
She never killed a man, if that's where you're going to go with this.
Yeah. Sorry, Judge. It was my first time killing somebody. You know what? Don't do it again. Do not do it again. Okay.
Well, I've told you my theory, but...
What's your theory?
My theory, she's had a lot of babysitters this week. She hasn't gone to bed an appropriate amount of time. Last week,
she didn't have a lot of babysitters. She was with us all week.
No, she wasn't. That was last week.
Yeah.
And this is this week.
And we just started this week.
Well...
She didn't have any babysitters. She had one on Tuesday.
Yeah, and Jessica let her stay up late, and she's already tired from last week. She stayed up very late. She had a long week. Sunday night, she couldn't get to sleep because she'd been staying up so late.
Monday.
So Monday, she was tired at school. Okay. So then she got a good night's sleep on Monday night. But then last night, I know because when I came home, her iPad was on her bed. So Jessica just let her fall asleep watching the iPad, probably.
Well, I asked her, and she said she didn't. She's acting out. And I asked her why.
I think she's tired.
Tired kids don't act out in violence.
That's what... Yeah, they do.
How do you know? Who says?
Because I know the bad kids in the neighborhood, and they're
tired.
They're
all tired?
Yes.
All the bad kids... You know the bad kids in the neighborhood?
She's been eating a lot of sugar. She's been staying up late. She's not healthy.
She's very healthy. I mean, she's never sick. Well, she is sick, but she's never...
Okay, last podcast, you're like, this kid is always sick. This not podcast, like, he's never sick.
No, I mean, she's like, you know, a little cold here and there, but she's not like...
No, she but never she's gets, been eating a lot of fucking shitty food.
She doesn't get ear infections or...
Okay, but last week when we were in New York, there was a lot of sugar going on. She was always like hanging out with kids, eating a lot of...
Crap.
Sugar, yes.
Yeah, well, that was last week.
So don't take her for ice cream. Don't take her for donuts. Don't take her for cookies all the time.
I take her sometimes for to sit down and chill at Dunkin' Donuts, have a nice cup of coffee, and she'll have a milk, and we'll sit and talk and laugh.
A milk? That's it? That's all she has?
A lot of times she doesn't get a donut. She doesn't like donuts. She's not normal. She's not a normal kid. If Dunkin' Donuts sold hummus and broccoli, she'd probably order it. Weird kid. I don't know. She'll have a donut. But not... Have you seen... How many times have we gone through drive-thru and I go, do you want a donut? She says no. Probably 6 out of 10 times. She passes on the donut. So, don't look at me like I'm crazy. You know I'm right. So, say you're right.
I'm just saying, you know, the hummus and broccoli was a bit of a stretch.
She loves that stuff. I came down here last night. She's eating raw broccoli. What kind of fucking kid does that? A hippie kid. A kid whose mom doesn't eat anything. Her mom doesn't eat... Only on Sunday.
Do we have to... I don't feel like offering up my personal food journal for everyone. Thank you.
Really? Can I call Raina down here and discuss
no.
this with her? Yes, if people
no.
want to hear it.
She doesn't want to. And you know what?
What?
Don't.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, because it's good. Yes.
Is it good radio?
No,
is
I
that
said
more
it's good
important?
Parenting.
Is it good parenting to have your kid talk about it on a podcast?
Yes.
Oh, that's good parenting? Let me look at the podcast. It's good podcasting. Yes, number 5.
Number 5 what?
Have your kid talk about their fucking shit they've gone through at school.
Yeah, and what they learned, their experience, and what they got out of it, and what they won't do again.
I know what you want to do. You want to question her, like, so that it looks like you go, and what did I tell you to do? Oh, and how did I deal with it? So that you can get more of a pat on the back. You did a good job.
No.
You dealt with it great.
I dealt with it like
nobody needs to even do anything else.
Any
That's how good you were.
I dealt with it like any other parent would deal with it.
Oh, my God. You didn't carry a fucking baby out of a burning building. Stop. I don't know why people call me a hero.
I didn't say that.
Jesus. That's the way you're acting.
No, you
I just did what anyone would have done in the yes. situation.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Yes. I cut my fucking shopping in half at Walmart. I got out of there like that. Just took off.
Left the stuff in the cart, did you?
No.
No, you went through the checkout.
Of course. It's not like if they said she fell and got hurt, I would have fucking flown out of there. But they're kicking her out of school for the day. It's no rush. You know, what do you call it?
If you were at the gym,
reneging,
how many more reps would you have done?
They're reneging on their responsibility of keeping my kid in school. It's not like she was sick or...
They probably have, like something in their thing that if somebody hits or something, they're allowed to...
Kick them out that
get
day?
Get rid of them, yeah. If they're violent. Because in the aftercare, that's one of the things. It's like there's three ways you can get kicked out of aftercare is your parents don't pay on time, chronic, the parents being chronically late, like picking the kid up, and violent.
Not like selling meth, the kid selling coke. That doesn't get you kicked
bringing
out.
Bringing Molly to school.
That doesn't get you kicked out. Running prostitution ring. None of that gets you kicked out. It's your parents being late, picking you up. That's
yeah.
it?
Okay. That was the only things on the paper. Maybe they have another paper somewhere with the other.
There's
got to
be a list of at least 100 things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yelling cunt over and over at the top of your lungs. That I'm sure would
They got to frown on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would like that in their aftercare program? What else do you think?
Giving AIDS to the other kids.
Yeah.
That would be not allowed.
That would be number four, probably. Number four.
Right. Shooting people with hypodermic needles.
Would that fall under the AIDS category or just under?
Reenacting Two Girls, One Cup.
That's pretty gross.
Do you want me to keep going?
That's gross. Some of our podcasts and radio shows don't have a lot of energy.
I had energy at the beginning, man.
So did I.
Was people, if you want to start this over at the beginning and hear the way that my voice was, ooh, dee, dee, doo, da, I was like, doo, 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 and then it's like something happens, you know?
Yeah,
it's just like, you know what it is? You just railroad over. You don't really like acknowledge what the other person is saying or anything.
I have the whole podcast. I've listened. I look at you and I've learned.
What is your three things again?
Listen, learn, and live.
Oh, those are the three rules of life. Yeah. I like that living is actually one of your rules of life. It seems obvious and yet it's kind of perfect that it's
no,
in it.
But if you listen and learn, you can live a good life. That's what I mean. It's
not just keep breathing.
Not keep breathing. Listen, learn.
Oh, I always thought it was like, and live, of course. That's one of the rules of life.
No, no.
Live.
No, once you do the right things, then you can live.
You're not going to. What good are the other two rules of life if you're dead?
God, you don't even know the rules. How can you not see that? Listen, learn, and now you can live. You can live a good life.
Mm.
What tattoo should I get tomorrow? I'm just getting a small one. I got to finish up my arm so I can be done with it. Oh, I know. Maybe I'll finish my chest right here. The two flowers coming down. Two more flowers. That's it. Finish my arm.
What is this? Which category is this?
What do you mean?
Listen, learn, or live?
I'm telling you to listen.
This is living.
Well, we're going to wrap this up at like 46 minutes.
Great. Thanks for listening, everybody.
No. Well, I mean, we got stuff to talk about.
I got a lot of stuff to go do.
So do I.
We're in Jim Gaffigan's TV show.
Friday
we're taping it.
I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey? Let me give you a ride.
That's Rich's line right there. Oh. Didn't you have to sign a confidentiality agreement?
No. I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey? Let me give you a ride.
But he's not talking to me, folks. He's talking to a hot girl.
Say, aren't you married? Okay.
I don't know my line. I got to do the other girl's line.
Isn't that your wife over there? Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey? Oh, let me give you a ride.
This part with your hands was overacting.
Okay.
Let me give you a ride. Okay. Why don't you do a driving thing? Let me give you a ride. I'm from Jersey. Then pull down a map, but a fake one. I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey. Let me give you a ride. And then.
Wait, I'm from Jersey. Hold on. I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey? Oh, why don't you let me give you a ride?
Is that your wife over there?
She can sit in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
She could sit in the back seat.
All right.
See, now, if I could do it in my voice, now here's how I would do it.
Okay, do it.
You live in Somerville in Jersey? I'm driving right past here.
Well
guess
what?
Let me drop you off.
Fuckface. That's not what acting is. Do you mind if I rewrite the screenplay I didn't ever have a mother who died, so I'm just going to use my dog. It's more realistic to me.
I like.
Okay. So I know this is.
What do you mean? That's how acting works. That's how it worked on Larry David's show.
Yeah, well, this isn't Larry David's show.
Yeah, but that's the type of actor I am. I'm
Oh, why don't you call them then and tell them you can't do it? Hey, listen, I'm not going to be able
it.
To.
I could do it. I just like them to do. To, yeah, but you know what? Just, I like a little compromise. A little compromise.
Oh my God, you're just so fucking crazy.
Why am I crazy?
Because you're like. You want to do everything. You want to be on TV all the time and do stuff.
No, I don't. I turn down stuff on TV a lot. I don't go to auditions.
Did you turn down Broad City? Why aren't I on that?
No, I turned down stuff before. I've turned down stuff.
What did you turn down?
I've turned down Red Eye many times. Red Eye a couple many times. I've turned it down. I've said, nah, I can't do it. Okay. I've turned down other comedy things. I turned down that one for Nick Mom they kept asking me to do. I said no. So I turned down stuff.
Okay.
So say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, do you mind if I say it like this, though? Hey, I'm from Somerville, but I apologize a little bit here and there.
That's not how I did it. A little compromise, like... What are you talking about? You live in Westfield? I'm driving right past here. Let me give you a ride. Isn't that your wife? Hey, look... I'll handle
First
her.
First of all, it's written better to say, I'm from Jersey, you're from Jersey.
No, that you know how many times that's been said, I'm from Jersey, you're from Jersey.
No, I've never heard it said, but it's just like, that's a line. The show is not about, you know, let's give Rich Voss a couple of minutes here to really.
I think we could base the whole episode on me and this girl.
What's your exit?
So you live in Perth Amboy? Well, I mean, I'm from Jersey. That's a little out of my way, but I'll head that way. I mean, do you live alone?
Oh, good. Yeah. Now
do you live alone?
Listen, we got to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with more Rich Voss and the girl from Jersey.
So you're going through a divorce?
Isn't that your wife? There, how's that?
Oh, is that how people from Jersey talk?
Yes. Oh, my nail broke. Oh, damn.
So isn't that your wife?
And isn't that your wife?
Listen to me. I'll handle that. She'll sit in the back or she can get a bus home.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you.
I wouldn't do the bus line.
Sitting at night, your computer just... The screen illuminating your face while you tap, tap, tapping out 18 new pages. Do you mind, guys, if I say it like this?
Yes. I'm the kind of actor that likes to bring things to the table.
Yeah, 18 new pages.
I like to bring things to the table.
Okay.
Okay. When I played Lenny Bruce on American Dreams, let me tell you, there was some ad lib in there, and that's what they kept. I hope
when we get that? There that they're going to go like this. You know what? He's not doing the line right. Can you? Then they get a guy and then I say it to the guy. I'm like, hey, I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey.
Is that what you hope?
Let me give you a ride.
Is that how you would do it?
Yeah.
You know, when I did American Dreams, you know what they kept in? Most of the stuff they kept in? My ad-libs.
Yeah, because you were playing a comedian on stage and they probably couldn't write that the way that it. And a lot of it was like they could fade it in and out to background, whatever. This is like...
Oh, you saw it?
No, but I'm sure that's how they did it.
You didn't see it?
I don't think I ever saw it.
You saw it.
I don't think I ever saw it.
I showed it to you.
But I don't think I ever saw it.
I'll show it to you again.
Anyway.
You never saw it.
You're fantastic. You're a great actor. I think you're incredibly skilled. Your writing is getting so much stronger.
What are you talking about? So they'll let me rewrite some stuff then.
I think you should definitely call them up tomorrow and say, look, not for nothing, but I'm not coming in. Or however you would say that in 18 pages or less. And
no, I'm going to come in.
Unless they change the script to your liking. You should go in wearing, I don't know if you have a long leather coat, but I somehow think that you probably do in storage somewhere, and flip the collar up and come in and have your script in your hand. I'm not doing this garbage.
I don't have
Who wrote this shit?
I have a leather coat, but not a long one.
Thanks, though, for really letting me know What you got going on the leather coat front?
Well, how could you
that
not know?
That was an important part
of this conversation. We only have two closets in this fucking house. Three. Well,
obviously,
three
I was
closets.
Fucking around.
Three closets.
Obviously, I'm joking with you.
No, you said you probably have a leather coat. I don't know. So you.
Oh, my God. It's Mr. Literal. He's been in comedy 87 years and he still doesn't know when someone's joking.
Why are you playing?
It's Mr. Literal. I'm playing the piano.
Why are you playing the
Mr.
table?
Mr. Literal. You probably think this is like I'm really playing the table. Does she really think that's a, she really thinks that's a piano right there? It's Mr. Literal. Mr. Literal. Mr. If he says something to you while he's on stage, you might think it's funny, but don't make mistakes. He believes what he's saying, cause he's Mr. Literal.
Just sounds like
Mr. Literal. Mr. Literal. Everything that anybody else says, he believes cause he's a something funny. He's Mr. Literal. Mr. Literal.
That's a good. You have probably one of the best
encore. Encore. Mr. Literal. Mr. Literal. I can't stop.
I'm not gonna lie. I think you have one of the best voices of anybody
I've ever heard.
Thank you. I listen.
People
to music.
Call you. I think I'm gonna call my first album, my first singing album, tone deaf.
No, I really think your voice is so good.
I was even halfway through that. I didn't want to say it, but I didn't know where to. I couldn't stop it.
It's so good. The voice is so good. When I hear you sing, I want to become a music producer.
You really do want to become a music producer when you hear me sing? It's Mrs. Literal.
I'm telling you. And I also want to become an orthodontist.
What does that mean?
Because you were sticking your fucking teeth out like you.
I was doing a full character.
Whoa, she's a character. You done? Are you leaving?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap this up. Don't forget this Friday at the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center, Chester, New York. Bonnie, myself, Tommy Gooch. And there's another host, radio host. God, why I should know his name. Saturday at Poconuts in the Poconos. And next weekend, the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, folks. That's all I got.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. Totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.